Hi, dictation for Saira Jabin, SairaJabeen. Saira Jabin, date of birth is 2/21/1981. Date of service is 7/15/2025. Date of accident is 7/8/2025. Patient is having chief complaints of pain in both the shoulders and headache and the neck pain and the lower back pain, pain in the left ankle and foot as well. Patient reports of some TBI symptoms too. Patient is alleging all the symptoms coming out of an accident that happened on 7/8/2025 at around 3:30 to 4 p.m. as follows. The patient was a driver and she was carrying four kids in the car. Son was in the front and three daughters in the rear seat. They were restrained and she was wearing a seatbelt. She was driving a Chrysler van, town and country. And the other car was possibly a Ford. She was driving at 30 miles and the other car was faster over like 40 to 50 miles. The accident happened on Beach Daily and Burst, B-I-R-S-T, road in Taylor. The accident happened as follows. Patient was going through Beach Daily Road and from Telegraph. She was about to make left on Burst, B-I-R-S-T, and there was no light there. Other car came on fast and was involved in a head-on collision. The other car driver got the ticket. The damage is to the front end. There was no breakage of glass, no damage to inside structure like seatbelt, dashboard, or the console. There is no damage to the glass or windshield. The engine possibly is damaged. The car seemingly is total but not sure. No pictures are provided by the patient, but police report is provided. The patient reported that she was wearing a seatbelt, airbags were deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. And police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to a hospital, Corvell Hospital, C-O-R-V-E-L-L, in Taylor, where x-rays were done. But then again, she went to a Get Well urgent care 2 days later, where x-rays were done, brace was provided for the back, and the patient has now come to see us. History presenting illness, headaches are present in the back of the head and they're moderate 1 to 10. They are almost like 5. Off and on, sensitive to the noise but not sensitive to the light. Associated with nausea, vomiting and aura but no seizures. In the symptoms of TBI, patient describes she is suffering from dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event and blurred vision and denies any subtle anesthesia or sleep disturbance. Some anxiety, depression, panic is reported, and there is no weakness, lightheadedness. Patient do not have any radiculopathy or numbness or tingling anywhere, and no difficulty walking, and no anxiety, depression, or panic. No incontinence of the urine bowel are reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a pain in the neck around 5 to 6, lower back pain is 6, no radiculopathy. Right shoulder pain is 9, and she has a difficult time lifting beyond 90 degrees of abduction. On the left shoulder, the pain is 7, and again, she can only do 90 degrees of abduction. And there is some pain in the left ankle and foot is reported to the tune of 9, causing slight difficulty in walking. Other than that, please review the records for the description of the pain, intensity of the pain, ADLs, modified factor for the pain, as well as for the treatment. And patient reports muscle weakness of the left leg. Past treatment, none, except for the Corvell Hospital and urgent care, one time. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, and employment, disability, legal history. Currently, they have no lawyer right now, and personal history, diagnosis, as well as the ADL thing. Thank you. Physical examination involves a blood pressure of 169 over 116, pulse 83, respiratory rate 18, temperature 96.7, height is 4 feet 8 inches, weight is 150. The 43-year-old Pakistani female of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and consciousness, sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and there is sitting comfortably, no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, faces notice, no severe anxiety or lethargy, notice good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or any pain. Rest of the exam is from the template, including musculature and neurological examination, which are completely normal. Musculoskeletal inspection palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. The range of motion of the cervical spine is noticed as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 10, and bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproducible pain, Hoffman sign was negative in the neck, Perling sign is negative. Enlargement test is negative, distraction test is negative, and sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine slump test, Bruce test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. TLR is positive. Bruce conic test negative. CAMP test is negative. And the Davinsky sign is negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are non-tender, and they are there is no positive Faber test, Gonsolin test, no positive distraction test, iliac compression test, or standing flexion test. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template, except for the shoulders. Bilateral shoulder examination conducted. Inspection palpation is completely normal. No fracture, dislocation, contusion, or swelling tender point notice. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is normal. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally. MTBHN test is positive bilaterally. Pre-test, near test is positive. And anterior posterior apprehension was positive. Diagnosis is from the template. Plan of care is from the template. For a diagnosis from the research, and then patient is provided following treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered to begin for the neck, lower back, both shoulders, and left ankle, and 3 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient is ordered a work disability, household replacement, and attended care for 5 hours, 7 days with transportation. Patient was provided following medication, Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for mood, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain, Medigesic and headaches. Medigesic is provided for headaches, and Lidocpro admin for topical pain relief. Patient was provided, ordered an ACE wrap in the left leg and a back brace. The left leg has some contusion. That patient is going to send a picture of it. Are there no fractures, dislocations, no bleeding, diathesis? The police report came and is part of it. MRI for both the shoulders and MRI of lumbar spine is ordered. The patient was having some severe pain. And other than that, patient is stable. And non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging record, none. Medical records are being ordered released. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker. Attended care, 5 hours, has been ordered for one time. And past medical records, no. Investigations, yes. A MRI for lumbar spine is ordered. MRI for both the shoulders without contrast. EMEs are ordered for the patient, including back brace. Education, yes. and follow within 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.